the mood.
Yeah. Yeah, you just got this message?
Just was it? And it says message from special advisor we had told for.
How does it work? Is this the French?
No, they give it to. We have set up a special channel to our Air Force attaché whom we trust. They give it to him, and we have a special code that goes only here. No one can read it. It doesn't go through any net.
It doesn't go to the State Department?
No, nor to CIA.
Thank God.
We have a special connection. It's through the joint efforts by the two parties during the private meeting from October 8th, October 12th, Democratic Republic of Vietnam and the United States itself, almost all of the questions with a view to bringing about a peaceful settlement of the Vietnam question. The immediate and urgent task for both parties now is to make every possible effort to settle the remaining question, in which there is the question of returning the captured and detained military as well as civilian persons of both parties. This is a question of great political significance and also a matter concerning the deepest feelings of the Vietnamese people.
This is a business about the people you have in jail?
Yes.
Well, they may not give them that. How can you solve that?
Special Advisor Vidar Cohen, Minister Swank, we want to believe that Dr. Kissinger will carry out his serious promise that the United States Party will exert the greatest effort to arrive at a most correct solution to this question. On its part, the Democratic Republic of Vietnam will do its very utmost to rapidly bring the negotiations between the two sides to final results, thereby will usher in not just an armistice, but a new era in the relations between the two countries.
I agree with you. They may have made a decision. I hope they have. They want to get along with the United States for a while. That's fine. We're willing.
That's our best guarantee. My solution is going to be this. I'm going to tell them, look, I plead for you. I understand it. What I will do is we keep it right into the agreement, the same formula we have for the National Committee on Reconciliation. It's a question that should be settled within 3 months. I give you the word of the United States that first, a significant number will be released immediately. Secondly, that at the end of the 3 months, we will have the remainder released. Now, this has the advantage of the acceptance that it gives a guarantee of their good behavior for those 3 months. We can't get them all released. If they don't accept that, we have to go back to the drawing board.
What's he going to say there? Significant number.
Well, he'll let out about 5,000. I can get him to release.
Fine. What's he going to do with the rest?
You know what he's doing now? He's giving them all criminal sentences. They're probably going to slaughter. It's going to be the goddamnest slaughter you've ever seen. And that you have to be ready for, Mr. President, after this announcement. See, one reason I really ought to go to Hanoi is to make sure that between now, after we sign this, and the month after, everyone is really going to stand down. And they both won't start a mass slaughter of civilians, which could easily happen. Side undertaking in writing father-in-laws within 1 month after agreement on ending the war and restoring the peace in Vietnam comes into force. After the ceasefire laws, the foreign countries and Laos will arrange the modalities of implementing Article 15B, which is the withdrawal of foreign troops.
Yeah.
mind, I have so much.